I'm Xavier. I'm 23 years old and I play para badminton. Everything in the game is the same. The size of the net, the size of the court, the shoes that we use, the rackets that we use are all actually the same. I wish it was smaller, but it's not. Last measurement, I'm 1.35 meters. There's many sports that it actually benefits you a lot to be taller. Even for able-bodied athletes, like 10 cm, 15 cm difference in height, I think can play quite a fair bit of difference, not just in badminton. To be honest, I haven't never really been insecure about it. It's a fact that I can't change. My mentality has always been, and the mentality I've grown up with, is that if I can't change anything about it, why should it be on my mind? I can compete with people who are taller than me. Yes, I might lose, but I would still say that I give them quite a fair fight for someone who's 40 cm, 50 cm taller than me.
He's going for 20 shots per set. Any mistake he made, I'm going to reset the count. One, two.
When I walk further, or when I stand for very long, my legs can get sore, or sometimes even numb.
All right, one set down.
I think that's where the fun or the difficulty lies, because as an athlete, I'm supposed to be pushing myself. But the thing about dwarfism is that some things, I'm not sure whether is it because I'm pushing myself physically, or is it because of the condition that I'm feeling pain. Whether I should push myself past it, or is it a thing that I'm really limited by my condition and it's a kind of a no-go or stop for my body. Growing up, there was quite an exposure of sports from my parents. My dad was quite an avid player of badminton. He's the one that taught me quite a fair bit of the basic skills, basic techniques. I think we started maybe when I was 5 or 6. I remember it's a really fun time because figuring out how to serve, stuff that comes so easy to me nowadays, I couldn't really do it.
Wow, good shot.
He always tells me, remember who taught you and let them know who taught you. Fun fact for me is that I can kick my own head. Oh, close. The goal for any athlete or para-athlete to be at the Olympics or Paralympics, I definitely want to be there. Ranking is tough. I mean, it is tough. Again, it is the pinnacle of the sports events. The qualification is bound to be tough. In terms of the support getting me there, it's not really something in my control. That definitely plays a huge part in getting me there, because I need support to go for tournaments, maintain my physical condition, like physio and all that. So it's not just up to me. But of course, I do hope in 2028 or even 2032, I'll be there.
Ready?
Personally, for me, badminton has showed me how I can push myself, how can I push my limits. Before I started, I will admit that I was limited a bit by my own presumptions of the condition. So I assumed I couldn't run, because actually in primary school, secondary school, I was exempted from running. I assumed I couldn't jump very high. I assumed quite a fair bit of things. But because I got into badminton, I have goals that I want to achieve. So I started pushing myself, and then I realized that, hey, actually I can do this. At the end of the day, whatever medals or what I get, yes, it's a nice thing to have, but I think the biggest thing it taught me was that my boundaries were mostly in my mind. All I had to do was push myself to overcome it.
Good shot. Nice.